About 1973, the idea of Williamstown Bible College came about. Come in to Charles Coyle. Coyle. I've been preaching. I've been down there a couple of times at what then was IBC, yeah. International Bible College. That's what is it called now? I can't even think of it. Anyway. He was president of the college, and he began to tell me that what was going on here, we need to be training, he said, preachers. I had an idea there were some other people needed to train too. And so he kept that up for several months, at call and when I would see him and so on. And that seemed just way far out there. Then suddenly it began to click and wouldn't go away. The question was, how in the world to go about this? Something marvelous happened, and I don't remember how it happened. But Dr. Marion Hendrickson was teaching down at Ohio Valley College. And he didn't get fired, but he decided he wanted to be here. And that was the answer to the problem. I'll call him Marion if that's all right. It was absolutely, would have been impossible without him. He began and he set things up, organized, set up the curriculum and so on. And a marvelous thing took place. By 1 year, the North Central Accrediting Association, the Southern Accrediting Association had agreed to accept our credits. How in the world he pulled that off was beyond me. That means that people could transfer there, and they even accepted our Bible credits. I think they called it philosophy or something. But the first class, 8 in number, Brother Looney is gone, but there was 8 that finally graduated from that first class. And that took a lot of courage, really did. But they're here, and I want them to share their experiences and share some experiences with Marion. Oh, my. I said a moment ago it took some courage. I found this out just a day or two ago. Mark Coley, some students had written to him. The college had been here a while and encouraged him to come here. And he began seeking advice where he ought to come. And he contacted Ira North. Ira North told him, in effect, that'd be a stupid thing to do. You need to go to a good Christian college someplace and get an education. And so I don't know why, but he ended up here, and we are so thankful he did. We're so thankful he did. I suppose that while Tom Arnold was not in that first class, you got here second class. And I just found out last night that he lived in Marion's basement for a while. That's great. I'm finding out all kinds of things I didn't know. Every day I find out things I didn't know. Larry lived there too.